But I'll send you a real beautiful little small bouquet, and then I'll make you some poinsettias for Christmas.
Okay, that'd be great.
Because I love to make poinsettias. They're easy to make.
Yeah. Well, I'd love that.
All you gotta do is go out in the country somewhere and find you a piece of a log that's been old, and you clean it out just a little bit, and then put you a stick of foam in there. And then set your flowers in there.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, well, just get some greens, leaves from the windstore, and set it around, and you got your centerpiece.
Huh. I sure never would have thought that. I see how you think of all these things.
Well, I just take the girls out and we find different things.
Yeah. Those are gorgeous. That's lovely.
But I'll make you a big bouquet like this, but you're going to have to open them up after you get
them. Pack them real good so they won't get crushed.
And I'll put on there and handle with care so they won't throw them.
Yeah.
I'll pack it in a shoebox for you.
Okay.
But all you have to do is open them up.
Okay.
See, at first they're like buds.
Yeah.
That's why I make them when I ship them.
Uh-huh.
So that they won't crush. And then I put cotton or foam around it on the box so they won't smash.
Yeah.
And I put on there, they ask me what it is, I say glass. And this way they'll take better care of it. They won't throw it around.
That's smart.
Well, I'll do that because sometimes I had to send my flowers all the way to Ecuador.
Is that who was there?
A friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And every time I made anything, I had to send her a sample.
Oh.
Because she was teaching the little Africans over there.
Uh-huh.
Her husband was an oil digger, driller,
and
she didn't have nothing to keep her busy.
Yeah.
So she told me she had 15 little bitty girls come over there to her house. And every month I sent her what we had made here.
Uh-huh.
And she got a thrill out of it.
Yeah.
See, it didn't cost me 25 cents.
Yeah.
But when she sent me something, it cost
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she sent me a beautiful handmade purse, and it cost her $50 with the stamps. I told her, don't send me nothing no more, just save it. When you come, you can just bring it on.
Yeah, yeah.
But she brought me a purse and a doll out of straw.
Yeah.
And a little odd the name that she had bought for me over there.
Yep. Do you know where they name X appears?
Quite a bit.
Why? It doesn't seem practical.
Because people come back on the wrong side. They don't think. When they're drunk.
Get up on the wrong side.
Well, these two men, they had gone out before because my daughter and I, we ride our bikes in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up to the highway and I said, look at those guys go, they're going to get in a wreck.
Yeah.
My daughter says, well, look how fast they're going. They even passed two or three cars up.
Yeah.
Well, they said it was on the wrong way. So they were coming back on the wrong way, on the same way they went out.
Oh, that's incredible.
And these old people were just driving just as natural as they could be. And they had smacked right into them. I mean, they hit them. And we didn't even have TV on, and we heard the crash.
Oh, really?
And everybody up here wondered where it happened, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, it sounded like it was all right on the bridge.
Yeah.
Because there was cars honking to get by, and they couldn't get by. And the lady on the corner, Miss, she says, it was an accident up there. She says, but Miss, if I were you, I wouldn't go up there.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going anyhow. I'm going up there. My husband's up there. I'm going to see, you know, what it is. If anybody needs any help, I can sit there and talk to them at least.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know, you can keep people from going to shock if you sit there and talk to them.
Yeah, that's right.
You're and let them know that they're being helped.
Yeah.
And that help is on the way.
Yeah.
Because if there's no one there, they go into shock.
Yeah, they really can.
And sometimes they go and have a heart attack and a stroke and they die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I went up there and see if I could do any help.
Yeah.
Well, they were already dead.
And that's just terrible.
But that guy was so drunk, he didn't know where he was at.
Did they arrest him?